Blog Talk Radio.
Keep not the silence, oh,
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, The Great Beats, The Roman Catholic Church, tape number 54. We're just going to stroll down the international side and see you all join us for another episode of part number 54. And it reads on the international side, all the slots is spilled. As 195 international countries have logged into tape 54. And what's flashing out of New York, New York? 1-0-3-4-7-8. 1-0-3-4-7-8. Leave it right there and find us tips and bring him in. And we'll get something going on another episode, part 54. Got a lot of memos, and we'll get a chance to take a look at coming to some of these memos. And remember one thing, to come on 6 nights a week. So what we don't get to today, we'll get to tomorrow. Special edition called Thursday evening. All right, so on the international side, 195 international countries, 103-478. Let's find the tips and bring them in and see what did the Almighty put on him for take number 54. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you there, see Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, brother. See us over, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Mr. Tibble. We got I see we have daily a increasing numbers of computers have logged into this broadcast by the memos I see too. 103-478. What you got to tell this national audience, you on the clock while we look at these memos. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of a large, glorious number of 103,478 listeners that came for one thing. They came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's what we're going to hear. You know, because we have a lot of people that are out there these days that don't actually hear the word. They read it. They see it. But it does not stay in their mind. So it made me think about a lot of different people. When they're in the church or whatever like that, or ministers talking to them, they listen to the word. It's taken completely another way. Well, the same question was asked in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 43. It says, why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? So the answer was also in the book of John to that question, chapter 8, verse 47. 47 says, he that is of Yahuwah heareth Yahuwah's word. Therefore, hear them not, because you are not of Yahuwah. So an interesting thing that happened to me earlier today, as a matter of fact. Just Just most recently, a brother had read me the scripture with his wrong interpretation of the scripture. And I'm quite sure many have experienced the same at different times. And those of us that know have to reach out and help them up to a level of understanding. Well, at the same time, one of our brothers from Yahuwah's ministry had witnessed the conversation when I was talking to this brother. This showed me just what we are studying is more than this, than that's just true. It is what we definitely need. Slice is another thing that's easy to happen between one-on-one conversation when you're trying to teach. Slice happens, disagreements, raffling for raffling, which the Bible warns against. But the other brother that was with me made me think of a Bible scripture. When there are two or more teaching one, Yahuwah is in the midst of them, like in Matthew's chapter 18, verse 20. It says, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of them. I thought about this when I saw the change in his character. He became more apt to listen and less talkative. And this guy is really talkative against putting his own understanding in Yahuwah's word. I witnessed understanding for the first time on the table with this guy, with no mouth behind him. At Yahuwah's ministry, all of our members are on one accord for teaching and understanding Yahuwah's word, and ready to add unto it and commend it all the same. You know, this is why we spend so much time with our members, and we have justified, I would say, time and when you should call one of our camps for questioning. So we get into many turmoils. There are a lot of us out there that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. We know that. We receive it, commend it, as I said before, and some of us listening to it cast the same word behind our back. And the problem that that is or exhibits is not so good for others learning the words of Yahuwah. These are what we call raving wolves in sheep clothing. They come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwahly things. And I hate to say it, but I know many have seen just as much. These are the ones who have to realize they're here for one reason, and that's not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. To spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahuwah. Because without proper teaching, we meet the blind who lead the blind, leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, and to your own double-minded thinking. Such days as the Sabbaths are righteous, so we have to keep them as such. The Sabbath day is of Yahuwah. And thinking about this, all questions that are directly related to Bible teachings should be directed on the Sabbath day. Not on that particular day, but any of the 6 days during the week. The Sabbath, as I said, is a righteous day for Yahuwah. Here's a few verses to explain why that I'm coming from. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 12 to 14 and verse number 20. Verse 12 says, moreover, thou leadest them on the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. 13, thou camest down upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven and gavest them right judgments and true laws or Torah instructions and good statutes and commandments. 14, and madest known unto them by the righteous Sabbath and commandest them precepts, statutes, laws, which are Torah instructions by the hand of thy Moses, by Moses thy servant. 20, thou gavest them also good spirit to instruct them, waters not from thy mammon, but from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. We look at another verse in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 14 through 15. Verse 14 says, but the spirit of the Yahuwah departed them from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Yahuwah troubled him. 15. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from Yahuwah troubled thee. Well, at this particular time, we want to draw ourselves nigh to Yahuwah, and he will draw nigh to you, as said in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8. So we want to cleanse your minds, as the verse said, so you will not have to be double-minded. The actual verse reads, verse number 8 from chapter 4 in the book of James. It says, Draw nigh to Yahuwah, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you transgressors, and purify your minds, you double-minded. So at this particular time, we would like to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. It's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, learning how to connect the books for your Bible education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek information and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of that Sabbath is from 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address for contact. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menus. By clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as it said for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, or land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for the seer during broadcast time as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We have a few Bible verses to explain why. The first would come from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13. 13 says, He that answers in a manner before it's heard is folly, shame unto him. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as you can imagine, we still have those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement, cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I'm beginning to see they just may ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son, as told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor of the power of Yahuwah. Also, once again, another reminder about contacting us here direct for voicemail, email, or text. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, he almost gets high-tongued trying to mention most of the stuff he does. And mostly important is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, all this work being done, the seer is also only one man, limited to 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions, as you might imagine, can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15. Except for Fridays. This program will be repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. Enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Well, as you might imagine, we started out with another day for the Word of Yahuwah. And we've indicated that nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word, which is always an increasing number and a good thing. Those that commend it, add unto it, only following by some listening, casting that word behind their back. Only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible, taking those meanings totally another way, as I had mentioned earlier. We also have the deceptive listeners, flipping pages in the Bible, look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when you call them to speak. One thing they've clearly forgotten, we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. That's something to think about. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. I find myself coming close to 80. Because if anyone ever says they've even done even 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Remember what I said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. You know, as we read the Bible, we have to start remembering that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. That's something to seriously think about. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36, 36 says, but that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth. No man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So we understand that you know, doing that. The Bible tells us that we are measured by our works as a man or woman, the things we think, do, and say. Because we have a lot that don't think right, don't say the correct things, and usually don't do right. We look in the book of James, and it says, chapter 1, verse 25, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds." That's why, generally, most of the time when you hear me say, a teacher always has to show worthiness. Because a teacher that opens the door for his learning students has to walk through that same door himself. Because there are those out there that ask questions for learning, and they're pretty serious. And those that ask questions just to see if you really know or to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from listening students. But already having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching because he already knows. So before I turn our program over to our seer Israel, we will give you a verse from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Verse 7 says, "Remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose face follow, considering the end of their conversation." So at this time, I'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahweh."
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Kidd. That's excellent on your part. Now, looking at these memos, and like I said again, we do have discernment on what's legit and what's not. We can tell, although you might say that you got, that you don't say no might to it, see what you leave us anonymously on calling us out. But it's questions that we need to know. So would you please answer the question briefly, because we is on the network to hear. Our congregation is on the network. We want to know about the head coverings. The head coverings. What in Scripture can we read about head coverings? We was watching a program with T.D. Jakes, and he had his daughter teaching on the broadcast. Can you break down the head coverings, because she was prophesizing? That sound pretty good. T.D. Jackson, his daughter, was teaching. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll see where we can, that but that sound pretty good. So we'll see what we can do in that. That sounds like that's pretty good to answer. And we got four or five more memos to answer, so what can we say? We might well get some started. We Brother Yagdar is back into the city, and he will give us a report of the mission that he had in Florida. So he back. And he will be back on in the room shortly. And so until that time comes, we'll see if we find Camp out of Detroit, Michigan. And then we'll get a report about, but one thing about it, see, Ray, this is a big job ahead of us, and we got to concentrate real good on these scriptures, on everything, because we don't know where the help come from, but we know it is written. Our help do come from somebody's real big. As a matter of fact, we know our help comes from somebody real big. That's a pretty good verse, too. Let me find out where that verse at. I think every now and then I can pull out one verse. You know, where do our help come from? I think our help come from somebody. I think I can pull out one verse every now and then. I think I can. Let's see. But we know it's going to happen, and My thing is to get prepared for it to happen, because it's going to happen. I'm thinking, yeah, good. We'll leave it like that. We'll leave it like that. We'll take a look at it. So what we'll do, we're going around Camp 4 in Detroit, Michigan, and bring her in, and we'll wait on the arrival of Brother Yagda, and we'll get the report on the mission that was successfully completed in Florida. All right, the signifying sister, Camp 4, Princess out of Detroit, Michigan, and let's see, can we throw a couple verses down and get something going on. So, when you meet your sister, Sister Princess Iola, Israel, Tribe of Yagdar, Judah, Yahweh be to their sea royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel or sea royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, good enough. Let's see if we get something going on before Brother Yagda get on the network. And let's see if we get something going on. Get a couple verses down, then we'll bring Brother Yagda in. He should be on the network shortly. Let's, we're not going to even get into no Luke right now. I'm just going to go from this statement that was written. And I want to see, can I throw a few verses down on a statement that was written? Where do I have come from, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan? 121, verse 1 and 2. Let's see where I have come from. Psalms 122, verse 1 and 2. Here we can get a couple verses in. And we are waiting on the arrival of Brother Yagda Israel. And we can see exactly the successful mission that was done in Florida. We'll get a brief update on that shortly. 121, 1 and 2, what it say? Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan.
Psalms 121, verses
Yeah, make it 1 and
5.
2. Make it
Psalms
1 and 2.
Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Verse 2, my help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm. So what do I have come from now? Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. So what do I have come from? Do it come from that one I say? What do it come from according to 121, 1 and 2?
Help is from Yahweh, who made heaven and earth.
Uh-huh, good enough. And let's look at Psalms 23, verse number 1, 2, and 3, and we're going to precept that, and then stand by. We'll get a closing statement on you, because we're going to bring the brother in and hear that great short report about what happened out there in Florida. One thing about it, see, Ray, we got to gear ourselves up to take care of this man's business. One thing about it, the world is in a deep darkness, because one thing, they tried to make it without the four-letter man, and they're going to end up in a sharp disposition sooner or later. Let's look at 23, 1, 2, and 3, what it says in Psalms.
Psalms 23, verses 1 through 3. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
He do all that, and now if we have to precept that Detroit, Michigan, what will we precept about my shepherd, since it's my shepherd do all that? Now, if we were teaching a class, and do the world get a part of that according to Scripture, where would you go out of Camp 4? They said, my shepherd. What verse would you go to show exactly who is the my shepherd in Psalms 80, verse 1 in the closing statement? Go to Psalm 80, verse 1 and closing statement. And the bottom line is, what would you go to find out what my shepherd do for you? You go, you precept that to 80 verse 1 and see what it say, and you'll be able to pray when the time appointed. 80 verse 1 says what?
Psalm 80 verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. Thou hast led us, Joseph, like a flock. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth.
So that's how you precept and take control of the classhold. When you read what my shepherd will do, you just don't leave the my shepherd out there without putting a name on it, because we've been hijacked in the brain on the shepherd is anybody and anybody. But no, this shepherd, he leads the shepherd of Israel, 12 tribes. Excellent on your part there, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. How about a closing statement, but stand by. We're going to go check and see his brother Yagdai on the network. But closing statement, but stand by. What you working with?
Closing statement. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto Yahuwah, all ye lands. Verse 2. Serve Yahuwah with gladness, coming before his presence with singing. Verse 3. Know ye that Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Alleluia, qua, alleluia, qua, alleluia, qua.
Oh, legend. Alleluia, qua. Where you read that from again, Sister Campbell?
Psalms 100, verse 1 through 3.
That's right. Hey, you know, that makes me happy, because you can precept that in Nehemiah, because that's one thing about it. When you're dealing with Yahuwah's word, it's supposed to make you happy. It don't have you with a scowl on your face. So that was excellent what you just said. I really like that. That was 100, 1, 1, 2, and 3, and all that good stuff. All right. Hey, now that makes me happy. I like hearing stuff like that. See, it's real easy to make the old seer happy. All you got to do is put some verses on the table, precept the verses, and we'll go from there. Excellent, Campo, Detroit, Michigan. We're going to swing out there and see if we can find Brother Yagdai Israel, because he just came back from Florida, and he got the pulse of the people's real good. We're going to hear a little bit from what did he see eyeball to eyeball, because one thing about it, see, right, we all going to be out here, and you got to make sure you're prepared to deal with Yahuwah's business. You want to get you a James 5:20 and a Matthew 25:1. So let's see if we find Brother Yahdai Israel when you meet your brother fresh out of Florida with some things I want to hear him say anyway. Because it's easy to make those seers get happy. All we got to do here, a good report. Because if you can change one to at least think about their wicked ways, you can hide a multitude of sin, according to James 5:20. Brother Yahdai Israel, welcome back. Yahuwah be with you, see Royal.
Hey, Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Brother Yahdai Israel. But Brother Yahdai Israel, we got this. This is the largest class that we ever had is on the network tonight. This class is so, and I got all these memos in, I see what they want to talk about, but we just can't make it their show because they are large buttons. But what we want to hear, now you just came back from putting an eyeball on Florida. So what kind of briefly report you want to kind of let this national audience hear about what you've seen and observed? 103-478 in the room. 103-478 is flashing. So what you want to say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, briefly, and then we'll get something going on. You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. I just want to share two scriptures to kind of explain the experience I had the last 4 or 5 days. We'll look at Matthew 10, verse 16 and 17, and it reads, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogue temples. Verse 22, and you shall be hated of all men and women for my name's sake. But he or she that endure to the end shall be saved. So it was a very, very enlightening experience. I already been working that, as they say, I've been working in that vineyard for a minute. So I knew those that was contrary and those that had a little ear to hear. So there was a few that had a little ear to hear. So we focused ourselves on those that had a little ear to hear, and we're looking for some follow-up. And we're going to conclude it with that. Back over to you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see what's going on. Luke 12, verse 12, come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that is a given. That's one thing about it. You got to have the right spirit. And I really like that. And I want to go back over it one more time in Psalms 100, 1, 2, and 3. Look at Psalm 100 again, 1-3, because I was an excellent coach in Detroit, Michigan, and a wise man or woman would take a scripture like that, and they will end it and add on to it. What it says in Psalm 100, 1, 2, and 3 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalm, chapter 100, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalm, chapter 100. Verse number 1, make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all you lands. Verse number 2, serve Yahweh with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that Yahweh, he is Yahweh, and is he that hath made us, and now we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures.
Excellent. So that's one thing about it. You got to make a joyful noise before you, Yahweh, but a joyful noise, not a noise that, not a noise that is with evil content. You got to put that down, C-Ray, to get your blessing. So one thing about it, when you led by Yahweh, when you open your mouth, you will make a joyful noise in Yahweh. And that's the key right there. So Six Anointed Camps got to always watch that. If a person is of Yahweh, they will make a joyful noise for some Yahweh. But in the same token, you have to be looking directly at them and see, will they do contrary to the joyful noise? And you have to be able to recognize that spirit too through the pages of the book. Go to the 16th chapter, 1 Samuel. And we'll look at a joyful noise is in 13, but we'll watch what happened in 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13, 14, 15. Listen good. Let's see what side that we need to know about. 1 Samuel 16, 13 down to 15, Brother Yahdai Israel, C. Roy.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse number 12 through 15 reads. Verse 13 through 15 reads. The book of 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. Then Samuel the seer took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Verse 14. But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him. Verse 15. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubleth you.
Mm-hmm. So you got to recognize when an evil spirit is on a brother or a sister. You have to recognize an evil spirit on the brother or on the sister. You got to recognize that through the page of the book. Because Yahweh made it plain in Nehemiah chapter 9 what he'll do when you got the right spirit on you. Say exactly what you do in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. So six anointed camps, you got to watch for these things through the pages of the book. Don't watch according to appearance. Watch what come out of the jibber jab. If the right spirit on them and Nehemiah 9, verse 20, you'll know it. What is 9, verse 20?
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse number 20 reads, "Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, withholding not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst."
Mm-hmm. So that good spirit will instruct you. It'll give you water for your thirst. So he'll give you, so we got two words to precept, for the water and for your thirst. So that's what the good spirit will do for you, especially on the Sabbath day. It'll give you the water, which is in Ephesians 5:26. What it say? What it say about the water? What water will be given to you by the good spirit? Let's see what it says in Ephesians 5:26.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Verse number 26 reads, "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word."
By the word, see, right? So you have to come prepared to add on what you know, and you add on by the word. Now, what is this? And it'll quench your thirst. Let's see how you quench the thirst. We're going to St. John chapter 7, verse 37. Let's see how you quench the thirst and who telling you, showing you how you do it. St. John 7, 37, 38, Brother Yahshua Israel, let's talk about it. Come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 37, verse 38 reads. Book of St. John 7, verse 37. "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yahshua the Son stood and cried, saying, if any man or woman thirst, let them come unto me and drink. Verse 38, you and she that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water."
Rivers of living water. So we got that out the way. So we clearly got that part out the way. Now we got memos that have came in, and the question is, the memo is, "Sir, I appreciate you won't expose our ministry, but we think watching cable network and T.D. Jakes' daughter was prophesizing, and I noticed that she had nothing on top of her head. Is there anything in scripture can help us understand what was going on in scripture about T.D. Jakes' daughter? She was talking about love." Well, you were talking about love. That's two questions that you got there, Big Camp. That's two questions you got. Well, let's see what love is first. Let's see what the Bible definition of love. Let's go to 1 John and see what the Bible tells you about love. We're going to see what do the Bible tell us about love. We're going to 1 John there, Brother Yahshua Israel. We're going to see what do the Bible tell us about love. 1 John 5, 3, 4, and 5. Let's read what the Bible tell us about some love. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 5, 3, 4, and 5. Let's talk about it, Brother Yahshua Israel. Come on.
The book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse number 3 through 5 reads, the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse number 3, "For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his Torah instructions. The Torah instructions are not grievous." Verse 4, "Whosoever is born of Yahweh overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our belief in the covenant." Verse number 5. Mm-hmm. Who is he or she? Who is he or she that overcometh the world? But he or she that believeth that Yahweh the Son is the Son of the living Yahweh the Father.
That's excellent. I get excited all the time there, Brother Yahweh Israel. So let's see, you said that she was prophesizing. So let's go on to End Time Prophecy 22, verse 9, and let's find out what is the definition of prophesizing. Let's get the Bible definition according to John the Beloved about prophesizing. Let's see what it says in 22, verse 9, a revelation, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's find what do prophesizing mean according to the Bible. Revelation 22, verse 9, what it say?
Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse number 9 reads, Then said he unto me, Say, I do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the seers, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship Yahweh. Verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, 10.
And he said unto me, Seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
Mm-hmm. I'm still hearing something. I need to hear, or did I miss it? The prophecy of this is who? Did I miss a verse there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Did I miss something? You said already. I don't know. I won't know what is the spirit of prophecy is what?
I don't see it here.
All right, well, let me grab a little book real quick, and maybe I can give me a little peep, and I'll need to know what is the spirit of prophecy, which is the spirit of prophecy. I need to give me a little book and peep there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And see
I got you.
You got me? All right.
Book of Revelation chapter 19, verse number 10. Now fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Yahweh the Son. Worship Yahweh, for the testimony of Yahweh the Son is the spirit of prophecy.
The testimony of Yahweh the Son is the spirit of prophecy. So now, according to this memo I got, that she was prophesizing without a... head was covered. What in scripture about that? So she was prophesizing, but the prophecy of Yahweh is the spirit of prophecy, see, right? So now let's run back and see what do you have to do in that case, according to scripture. We're going to run to Genesis 24. We'll see the foundings in Genesis 24. 64 and 65. Listen real good. Yeah. So let's see what we can come up with that. There's many more verses, but we're just going to touch on it and get moving. In Genesis 24, verse 64 and 65.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse number 64 and verse number 65 reads. Book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 64. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the candle. Verse 65. For she had said unto her servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? The servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself.
Did you hear it, right? So there go your foundation. When she was coming in contact with the man of Yahweh, she knew to take her veil and cover her head. She knew to take a covering and put it on her head. Now remember, when she first met this man, we're not getting off into that. But when she came around getting to that man of Yahweh, she covered her head. Now, what that takes her to? Now we're going to 1 Corinthians, and remember what you read. We're going to precept that to 1 Corinthians. We'll read one verse at a time and listen real good. And understand that the Bible will tell a story in 11 verse. See what it says in 11 verse 1 Corinthians.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 1.
Well, pick up verse 3 there, Brother Yagdai Israel. We ain't going to make too much of a meal out of it. We're going to look at 11 verse 3. Let's see what we got in 11 verse 3.
The book of 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 3 reads, "But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father."
Mm-hmm. So I want you to know what again in verse 3? Listen to this real carefully what it says in verse 3. What it says in verse 3 again?
The book of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. "But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father."
Now the man he's talking about, whether you married to the man or not, the man is the man is the head. So right here, the same thing about Rebecca. She was not married with him. She ain't never even met him. But she knew when she was coming around this man with the cover of her head. She knew when she was coming up to approach this man, which was Eliezer said, "This is my master." She immediately covered her head. So the man was the man that when she got around him, she covered her head when she met the man. But there's a destiny right here. Now let's see what happened next. Verse 4. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 4. Let's see what verse 4 say.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 4. "Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoring his head."
Mm-hmm. So when a man, has got some Bible to put on the table, the first thing he do is uncover his head. That's the first thing he do when he got some Bible to put on the table. Read that again real nice and plain there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Verse 4. Listen to what it says in verse 4.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 4. "Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonor his head."
So the man, when he got some book open, he have to make sure his head is uncovered when he prophesies into his head. Read that one more time, Brother Yahdai Israel. Verse 4 again. Verse 4.
Verse number 4. "Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head."
Mm-hmm. So man have to make sure that he can have his mitre on, but in the top of his head have to be open. So that's what it says in verse 4. Now, verse 5. Let's see what verse 5 says.
Verse number 5. "But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, but it is even all one as if she were shaven."
Oh, so now a woman, once she is in the book and she is prophesizing some dust says Yahweh, she have to immediately have something on top of her head. She have to have her head covered according to verse 5. Let's read that one more time in verse 5.
Verse number 5. "But every woman that prayed or prophesied with her head uncovered dishonors her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven."
Mm-hmm. So she dishonored her head. And our head is, we just got through reading it, is the man in the previous verse. So when she got the book, and when she come around a stranger, she covered her head. But once you're no longer a stranger and you're not talking no Bible, then you ain't got to cover your head. And that's the same thing about Rebecca. Rebecca asked a question. Now, go back and read what Rebecca. Now, Rebecca was coming to this man that she never seen before. Now, let's go back again and look at the foundation of your grandmother, exactly what she did in the 24th chapter, verse 64 and 65. Let's see exactly what she did. Here, we're doing what the Bible tells us to do. Genesis 24, 64, and 65. Listen good.
The book of Genesis 24, verse 64, verse 65 reads, Genesis 24, verse 64. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Verse 65. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself.
Yes, see, right? So when she was coming to meet this man that she never seen before, she covered her head. So she had the covering off her head after she met my servant, Eliezer. But now, as they were journeying to meet Isaac, she said, who was that man right there in the field? He said, that's... She immediately took her head wrap and placed it over her head. Yes, sir, right? So now I hope that'll help you out, Big Camp. We're going to call you out. So now, what was T. Jake's daughter was doing? She was out of order. But see, Christianity is out of order anyway. But none you can say. Now we're coming right back again and read again in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll read 3 down to verse 5. And then I hope you got enough to work with when you own this memo that we got from this Big Camp about TDJ's daughter reading the Bible with nothing on her head. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 3, 4, and 5. Just speak for itself.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3 through 5 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son. The head of the woman is the man. The head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse number 4. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. Verse 5. But every woman that prayed or prophesied with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. But that is even all one as if she was shaven.
So you hear that, right? So he says, she better off just gone having a bald head. Don't have no hair on her head, nowhere behind what she's doing. She out of order. There's right there. Read verse 6 just to see if there's anything that I need out of verse 6. Is there anything I need out of verse 6 there, Brother Yack?
Verse number 6, for if the woman be not covered, let her also be shown. If she be ashamed, but if it be a shame for a woman to be shown or shaven, let her be covered.
Right, so it's a shame for a woman to cut her hair off her head. So so he said, listen, it's a shame for you to cut your hair off your head. So you read that again one more time, Brother Yark. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Read that, Brother Yahdai Israel, and maybe you can put a closing statement on that, then we can get on down the road. Read verse 6, and I'll break that down for this national audience. Verse 6.
Verse number 6. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shown. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shown or shaven, let her be covered.
What do you think? What he's saying that verse 6 to 11, verse 6 that above Yahweh Israel. Break that down for this national audience.
Just just saying, let her be covered.
Otherwise, if she messes around and slips some cutters on her head and got her head all cut off, look here. But we never know it because when you come into the sixth anointing camp, you got your head covered anyway, so we'll never know what's up on your head. He said, that's what you're better off there doing. So we'll leave it like that. So I hope you big camp, you understand that is right there. So now we precept a little bit in the middle of one thing, but go back and read one more time, End Time Prophecy, in 22 verse 10. What it say in 22 verse 10? Revelation?
Book of Revelation. 22 verse 10.
You'll make it 19 verse 10. Thank you, Brother Yahdai Israel. Thanks again. 19 verse 10. Excellent.
Book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 10 reads, "Now fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See, you do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, that have the testimony of Yahweh the Son, the covenant of Yahweh the Son. Worship Yahweh. For the covenant of Yahweh the Son is the spirit of prophecy."
So when you talk in Yahweh, that is the spirit of prophecy. So you got to understand the spirit is the word, see, right? Let's go up to a seer and see what he says about all that in Hosea chapter 9, verse 1, 2, 7, 15 through 17. Let's find out something. Oh, Hosea was on the clock. And now we're going to check old brother Hosea out and see what he got written in the ninth chapter, verse 1, 2. Get down to verse 7, 15 through 17 says what?
The book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse number 1, 2, verse 7, verse 15 through 17 reads, "The book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse number 1. Rejoice not, O Israel, but joy as other people, for they have gone a whoring from thy Yahweh. They have loved a reward upon every corn floor." Verse number 2. "The floor and the wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her." Verse number 7. "The day of the visitation are come. The day of the recompense are come. Israel shall know it. Shepherds is fools. The pastors is mad for the multitude of thy sin and the great hatred." Verse 15. "All their wickedness is in Gilgal. There I hated them for the wickedness of their doing. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim, northern kingdom, is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb." Verse 17. "My Yahweh will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him. They shall be wanderers among the nations."
That's a big topic, that's it, right? They're talking about the northern king. Because the northern kingdom, they are a total disgrace in the eyes of Yahweh. And they are lying people. Now let me show you one of the first lies they told. This is what the northern kingdom said out their mouth. This is what they said, and watch what happened. The northern kingdom is going to make a statement out their mouth. And that's why you got to be very careful. You got to know what to do, and you cannot look at a skin color or nothing. You have to make sure one thing, you look down at this Bible, because we're going to see something. And 1 Kings 13, verse 18. Now listen real good here. Now this is northern kingdom. This is northern kingdom, see right here. Look what northern kingdom said in the 13th chapter, verse 18.
The book of 1 Kings.
Yes, sir. 13:18. I'll tell you what. We ain't gonna make no meal out of it. But I wanna look at verse number 13, verse 8. We ain't gonna make a meal out of it, but we just gonna look at it and see what happens. 13, verse 8.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, verse number 8 reads, "And the man of Yahweh said unto the king, Thou wilt give me half thy house. I will not go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place." Verse number 9.
He said, look here. Go ahead, 9.
Verse number 9. "For so was it charged me by the word of Yahweh, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest."
Mm-hmm. Because Yahweh told the man of Yahweh, let me tell you, the man of Yahweh, you go tell that northern kingdom that they out of order. I don't know why they even got an altar bill, period, because it's not for me. So what are they doing is out of order. Now let's get down to 16 down to verse 18. And listen to this.
Verse number 16. "And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. Verse 17. For it said to me by the word of Yahweh, You shall eat no bread or drink water there, but turn again to go by the way that thou camest." Verse 18. "He said unto him, I am a seer, pastor, also as thou art. And minister spirit spake unto me by the word of Yahweh, saying, Bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him."
Ain't that something? What did he do? He lied, see, Roy. He said he was a seer. You lying. Northern kingdom, ain't no seers in the northern kingdom. No. You don't have no word from Yahweh. You lying. Northern kingdom, you cannot make and create no seer. You lie. You got to do what the Bible tells you to do. Northern kingdom, your only way back, 10 northern tribe called Israel. That's why that big whooping is on you right now, and that big in your brain, because you have no fear in the 10 northern. So he said the only way back for the 10 tribe called Israel, and the one way back is what the Bible gave you the way back. Time when you say, Yahweh said something to you. The spirit of it like that. According to Demo saying, she was prophesying, she was lying. She was lying, see, Royal. She was lying. She was trained by daddy. She a liar. That is a liar. When it come down to the word of Yahweh, that was a lying spirit in her mouth. That she got it from her daddy. That was she got the last. The bottom line is, the wrong day, Lord God, own name. You're lying. That's the way it is. That's how it came out. But that was a lie. That's why you got all confused. Why can someone tell you about love? Love is following the order of Yahweh. That's love. Keeping what's written. Keeping what's written. That's love. And what's written, we just got through reading. The only way back for Northern Kingdom is 31, verse number 4 through 6. This is it. Here's the only way back for 10 Northern Tribe of Northern Kingdom that we can read. 31, 4 through 6. Okay.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse number 4 through 6 reads. Book of Jeremiah 31, verse 4. "Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. You shall again be adorned with thy tabrets, shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry." Verse 5. "Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria, northern kingdom. The planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things." Verse number 6. "But there shall be a day that the watchman upon the mount of Ephraim, 10 northern tribes shall cry, Arise you, let us go up to Yahweh Judah, to the southern kingdom, unto Yahweh, our Yahweh."
Then what's going to happen in verse 7? Now, when all that happens, when they finally come to census, they must find the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. Let's see what how will their demeanor be after they finally come clean on what they got to do. Verse number seven.
For thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Jacob, Israel, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish you, praise you, and say, O Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of the 10 northern tribes of Israel.
And when you talk like that, what happened in verse 13 and 14? So when you talk right, listen, we of the six anointed camps is waiting on every tribe to talk right. And let's see what happens when you talk right, according to Scripture 13 and 14. Let's see what happens when you talk right.
Verse number 13. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both the young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Verse 14. And I will saturate the 10 northern tribes of the priests with fatness. My people shall be satisfied with goodness. Save Yahweh.
That's nice. That's nice. See, I'm telling you something. And we shot that from the way the memo said. So you see, Roy, look, we have the answers. And sooner or later, the world don't know it because we'll come on the scene and we're going to take our rightful position and thus says Yahweh. So we know we got a lot of, that's why we tell you, call of the international line if you got a question or comments. But on Saturday, you know, you got to come with the right spirit, not a wicked spirit, for Yahweh to work with you. Because we got a lot to put on the table. We got to lay out a lot of things that have been mistaught. And here's one of the things that have been mistaught that we have to lay on the table. According to another memo, let's go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 12 through 14. Now we're going to show you some another misteaching. There's a lot of misteaching, so we got a big job ahead of us. We can't keep digressing, but the six anointed camps can help you out. If you got a question, but on the Sabbath day, all your questions, get what the man tell you to do, and then on the 6 days a week, you call the international line, and we have someone get with you on whatever your concerns, if you legit. Let's see what it says in Genesis chapter 15. It was something told to Abram. And let's see what he says in 15, verse 12 through 14. Let's see, can we work this out?
The book of Genesis chapter 15, verse number 12 to 14 reads. Genesis 15, verse number 12. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. Verse 13, he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Afterwards shall they come out with great substance.
He said, that nation, I would judge. So see, Roy, listen to the turn of the conversation. Tell Abraham, that nation, I would judge. So now, when anybody teach, that nation is America. America have not been judged after 400 years. America has not been judged. If they've been judged, you wouldn't be paying them no water bill, light bill, gas bill. They be your servants according to the Bible. So they have not been judged yet. So that nation, we got to find out what nation did he judge. Because this prophecy is about a nation that he judged. And when you teach, this is talking about the Babylon that we're in now, that we came over in 1619, and now the 400 years. You came over in, but see, we got to deal with all that. That's why we take a lot of time. But he said, that nation, I'm going to judge. So we got to look at, is anywhere we can read about a nation that he judged, because the 400 years was up then and the 400 years is up now. And we don't see no sign of Babylon the Great being judged as we speak. Because that's August of 2019, that was the 400 years that they be talking about of August 200, pointing toward what happened in such a town called Jones. So we're going to show you soundly a little bit more on that. But let's find out what nation did he judge, see, right? That we can read. Let's back up Exodus chapter 11, 1 through 8. Listen real good. We find out in writing of a nation that we can read that he said he's going to judge them after 400 years. Well, hold that point right there. Let's go to end time prophecy, because Paul was invited to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom. And he make a profound statement and point it back what his father Abraham said in Acts chapter 7, 6 through 8. But let's see what when your precept at 7, 6 through 8 is with Brother Yagdai Israel. Acts chapter 7, 6 through 8.
The book of Acts chapter 7, verse number 6 through 8 reads, book of Acts chapter 7, verse number 6. Yahweh spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, that they should bring them into bondage, and treat them evil 400 years. Verse 7, and the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, saith Yahweh. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. Verse number 8, and he gave him the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begat Isaac, circumcised him on the eighth day. Isaac begat Israel, and Israel begat the 12 patriarchs.
Verse number 15 down to verse 18. Let's see what we got in verse 15, 18. What does it say?
Verse number 15. So Israel went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers. Verse 16. They carried over and were carried over into Shittim and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham brought for the sum of money of the sons of Hamath, the father of Shittim. Verse 17. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which Yahweh swore to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Verse 18, to another king arose, which knew not Joseph.
When the time of the promise drew near, Yahweh swore to Abraham of the people that grew and multiplied in Egypt, including for Mizraim. So you see, I see right here. When he told Abraham, it was pertaining to them coming out of Egypt. And out of Egypt, they was coming back to where he getting ready to lay his head down at. But he also promised a whooping. Did he say he promised a whooping? So this ain't got nothing to do with the 1619 of America. This is what he promised Abraham concerning Egypt. Now let's read a little bit about that, what happened in Exodus chapter 11, 1 through 8. Let's read about what happened in Egypt, and let's see whether any kind of beatdown will be put down in Egypt. Let's go to Exodus 11, 1 through 8. That Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse number 1 through 8 reads, book of Exodus 11. Verse number 1. Yahweh said unto Moses, you will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, polluted from Israel. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Verse number 2. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Verse number 3. Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of Egyptians, Mizraim. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servant, and in the sight of the people. Verse number 4. And Moses said, thus saith Yahweh, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, polluted for Mizraim. Verse 5. And all the firstborn in the land of Mizraim, Egypt polluted, for Mizraim shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon the throne, even unto the firstborn of the maid servant that is behind the meal, all the firstborn of beasts. Verse number 6. There shall be a great cry throughout the land of Egypt, polluted for Mizraim, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. Verse 7. But against any of the family of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast. And you may know that Yahweh doth put a difference between Mizraim and Israel. Verse number 8. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow you, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger.
Well, that sounds like we had nothing pretty good. It sounds like some judgment to me. I don't see nothing happening after 400 years over there in America, because we still paying light gas and they ain't bowed down to us yet. But we can read Exodus 12:35, what it say in 12:35.
Book of Exodus 12, verse number 35 reads, the family of Israel did according to the word of Moses. They borrowed of the Egyptians, Mizraim, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment.
Did he tell Moses they gonna come out with stuff? So now we seeing now, if we borrow anything from the 17 nations, we gotta pay how much interest now? You can't borrow something from them. This borrow means take. They took from these guys. If you take something now from the 17 nations, they put a lien on you. So this ain't gonna cut it, see, Roy. Not when you shine the book on it. In the 14th chapter, verse 4, skip down to 15-31. See, we prepared in the six anointed camps to understand one thing. When everybody had a hoopla about the 16, 19, 400 years and say that's Babylon, right? How is that gonna happen? And you don't even know who you are yet. You don't know about structural leadership. You don't even know about order. How is the 400 years old with it? If they told you to leave right now and go where, you ain't know where to go. And when you do leave, you're going to leave with your days of dues on. You're going to have on days of dues and all this. You're out of order everywhere. So you know this is back in the day, see, right? Let's get a little bit more out of it. Let's go to Exodus 14, verse 4, 15-31. Listen good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 4, verse number 15-31 reads. Book of Exodus 14, verse number 4. And I will harden Pharaoh's mind, that he shall fall after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon his hopes, that the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim, may know that I am Yahweh. And they did so. Verse number 15. And Yahweh said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the family of Israel, that they go forward. Verse 16. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the family of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 17. And I will behold, I will harden the mind of the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen. Verse number 18. And the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim, shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariot, upon his horsemen. Verse number 19. And the And the ministers feared of Yahuwah, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Verse 20. They came between the camp of Mizraim and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. Verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahuwah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the water was divided. Verse 22. The family of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. The waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Verse 23. And Mizraim polluted Egyptians, pursued and went after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Verse 24. It came to pass that in the morning, watch, Yahuwah looked unto the host of Mizraim through the pillar of fire and of the cloud to trouble the host of the Egyptians. Polluted from Mizraim. Verse 25. Took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim, said, let us flee from the face of Israel. But Yahuwah fighted for them against Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim. Verse 26. Yahuwah said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim, upon their chariots, upon their horsemen. Verse 27, Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. And Mizraim fled against it, and Yahuwah overthrew the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim in the midst of the sea. Verse 28, and the waters returned and covered the chariots, horsemen, and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, and remained not so much as one of them. Verse 29, but the family of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. Verse 30. Thus Yahuwah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim. And Israel saw the Egyptians polluted from Mizraim dead upon the seashore. Verse 31. And Israel saw that great work which Yahuwah did upon the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim, and the people fear Yahuwah, believe Yahuwah, and his servant, Moses, the seer.
Now you see, you ain't got to do but read the Bible. All we got to do is read the Bible. He told Abraham, he said, I'm going to judge that nation. Now, the 400 years from 1619 in August have came and gone. And it is no sign, and Yahuwah do things to the letter. It's no sign, because you can tell if you don't pay your phone bill, electric, gas, and all that, that Mr. 17 Nation is going to cut it off. So they're still in policy right here. So that don't work when you put the book on it. What it says in verse 16, 17, 28, 30, and 31. Back to verse 16, 17, 28, 30, and 31. Listen real good what it says in Exodus, chapter 14, verse 16, 17, 28, 30, and 31. Listen good, national audience. Listen to this.
The book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse number 16 and 17. Verse 16. Lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea. Divide it, and the family of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 17. And I, behold, I will hide the mind of Mizraim, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horses. Verse number 28. And the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them. Verse 30. Thus Yahuwah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, polluted from Mizraim. And Israel saw the Egyptians polluted from Mizraim dead upon the seashore. Verse 31. And Israel saw that great work which Yahuwah did upon the Egyptians, excluded from Mizraim, and the people fear Yahuwah, believe Yahuwah, and his servant, Moses the seer.
What kind of work was that, Yahdai Israel? What kind of work was that again, Brother Yahdai Israel, according to verse 31?
And Israel saw that great work which Yahuwah did.
Great work. You see what the man saying? The man put, didn't he tell Abraham in 15:14, what did he say in Genesis 15:14 to Abram? Back there in Genesis 15:14. What did he say he was going to do there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Genesis 15:14. Also the nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance.
He judged them with great work, put a great work. And matter of fact, they made a song out of the great work. So the children of Israel had a song because they, you know, they invented rap. The children of Israel invented rap and all that stuff. And that's why, you know, when we get to the teaching of the Portugal and the Spaniards and all that good stuff, is they're going to leave you tidbits on the great rap they be doing. They did. Let's go ahead to 15, 1 through 13 and 16. Listen, see, right. See, listen. The world is, and that's why the brother gave a testimony. And he said, look here, you got to be wise and understand this thing. But he said he's seen a lot of great things in there, know a lot of work got to be done in Florida. But one thing he did leave, Yahuwah. So that's all we can do, see, right? So look here. That 16:19, I hope you put it to rest, because it was a great work done on them. It was some killing by the Almighty Yahuwah. The 400 years is up, see, right? I don't see no sign of 17 nations. Because I tell you what, just don't pay them bills and watch what happens, that the 17 nations going to come and send you the letter in the mail about if, how much grace do you need? You need a couple of weeks, but when you take care of me. So that's the right? So y'all want to operate like that. But you got 1:13 and 16 says what?
The book of Exodus, chapter 15. 1 through 13 and 15.
Make it 1 through 13 and 16.
The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse number 1 through 13 and verse 16 reads: Book of Exodus 15, verse number 1. The same Moses and the family of Israel, the son unto Yahuwah, and spake saying, I was saying unto Yahuwah, for he has triumphed greatly; the horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. Verse number 2. Yahuwah is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my Yahuwah, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father Yahuwah, and I will exalt him. Verse 3. Yahuwah is a man of war. Yahuwah is his name. Verse 4. Pharaoh, chariots, and his host have he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea, polluted Red Sea. Verse 5, the death has covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Verse 6, thy right hand, O Yahuwah, has become great in power. Your right hand, O Yahuwah, have dashed in pieces the enemy. Verse number 7, and in the greatness of thine excellence, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against you. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumeth them as stubble. Verse number 8, with the blast of thine nostrils, the water was gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depth were congealed in the heart of the sea. Verse number 9, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Verse 10, thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Verse number 11. Who is like unto thee, O Yahuwah, among the Yahuwahs? Who is like thee, great in righteousness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. Verse 12, thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Verse 13, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy righteous habitation. Verse 16, fear and dread shall fall upon them by thy greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as a stone till your people pass over, O Yahweh, till the people pass over which you have purchased. They shall be as still as a stone.
You know they ain't still as a stone. Now they still sending letters in the mailbox. So that is right there. So now listen, see right. Now you're gonna believe the Bible. That's why we got to come now. Now go back to Genesis 15:14 one more time. Now you see, although he said it in a small still voice to Abraham, he said something. Watch, Abraham was getting his sleep on in the grave, but Yahweh told Abraham exactly in 15:14, verse 13 and 14. Now read verse 13 and 14 again. Listen to this. 13 and 14. Listen good.
The book of Genesis chapter 15, number 13 and 14 reads. Book of Genesis 15, verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. They shall serve them. They shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Afterward shall they come out with great substance.
Acts 7, verse 6.
The book of Acts, chapter 7. Verse number 6 reads, book of Acts, chapter 7, verse number 6. And Yahweh spake on this wise, that his seed shall sojourn in a strange land, and they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil 400 years.
Verse 17.
Verse number 17. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which Yahweh had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, polluted from Mizraim.
See that, see right? So there, right there. So see right, listen, you know, we watch the best on Buff the Gong, but we always tell you one thing, if that got to be important, brother, we'll be able to read everything that you're saying. Let's watch the book of Timbuktu on page 23 there, Brother Yagadai Israel. So I'm telling you something. When a person stands before you, six anointed counts, the statement, the conversation sounds good, but you have to make sure be able to read that to you, that's good talk. 16:19. We're going to break down to 16:19, sir. You know, let's really, the 400 years ain't talking about Babylon. Babylon, 17 nations ain't still. they ain't still as a rock yet. They still sending letters in your mailbox. Then you owe them some light, gas, and rent, and everything else. So they ain't still as a rock. Oh, we're going to page 123 there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Hey,
yeah,
we're going to pick it up at,
I had to pull it out.
All right. Let's go to Babylon 123. So we, like I said, again, we meet the best of them where they at. Let's get a little, of this up. But we want to pet the beat in the, Babylon the Temple. Rudolph Winslow. What he says on page 23, he's an historian, and this is what he says. He says, it stands for reason. Take it from there, Brother Dr. Dyer. Put an arrow where it says, it stands in paragraph. And then, it stands to good reason what?
I'm reading from Babylon to Timbuktu by our Winsor, page 123. And it reads, it stands to good reason that if their forefathers, polluted world ancestors, observe these Israelites, polluted word Hebrew rites, they were surely Israelites, polluted Hebrew. It is written, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in their remembrance. Like the black Yagdad Judah, polluted word Jews in America, some of the Yagdad Judah, polluted word Jews of Ghani, don't remember their original nationality. This deplorable ignorance is attributed to various causes. One, the fall of the Israelite kingdom, polluted word Hebrew. Two, the lack of communication with Yagdad Judah educational centers. Verse three, intense persecution and the deliberate blotting out of a true nationality. Thus, Nahum Sopshak said this about the Ismailite Yagdad Judah. He met, in most cases, these Israelites by race, nationality, and Muslims by belief seek to hide their origins, which have become a burden to them. In another example, the persecution of Yagdad Judah in Portugal was so ruthless and frequent that Cecil Roth tells us Yagdad Judah did not divulge to their children the secret of their nationality until they had attained the age of reason. The Israelites' nationality is such that if you deny your nationality, you eventually deny, if you deny your way of life, you will eventually deny your nationality.
Hey!
The sociologics and psychologics known in history have proven that if you deny your culture and nationality, over a long period of time, you will totally forget it through a process of assimilation.
Get on down, stay on down, make two paragraphs. That's good enough. Just give me two more paragraphs about the Yagdai Israel. What did it say?
Yagdai Judah came to the land of Ham, polluted word Africa, not only by land, but also by sea. As you recall, in the year 1484, King John of Portugal deported great numbers of Yagdai Judah to the land of Ham, polluted word African island of St. Tom. The island of St. Tom near Nigeria and Cameroon was discovered by the Portuguese in 1471. And it was established as a penal colony. To this island, Yagdai Judah were sent, who would not accept baptism. It is obvious that Yagdai Judah were deported to St. Tom, not only to mete out punishment to them, but King John's ulterior motive was to establish a commercial base with sophisticated Yagdai Judah and his growing empire in the land of Ham, polluted word Africa. At times elapsed, the black Yagdai Judah in Portugal and Yagdai Judah in the Portuguese colonial possession became known as black Portuguese. They were called black Portuguese because they were born in Portugal. And they knew the history, culture, and language of Portugal. As it had been mentioned before.
This is the one that we're going to talk on in later come. Remember, the ones that these big camps do not have the history of the children of Yagdai Judah that was black in Portugal and Spain. When they didn't convert to Christianity, Roman Catholic Catholicism. These are the ones were sent to their naval base post, and they had isolated places for the children, those that didn't want to be a Christian. They they was deported to these places you just got through reading. And once they was deported to these places, this is Yahdah-Judah that left in 1619, heading one direction, and the good white ship called the White Lion that was set up by the government grabbed him and and you want to build a doctrine on misunderstanding the truth of the matter. That was Portugal and Spain, Negroes, that was going one direction on a ship called Baptiste, Saint Baptiste. The government, the government stopped that ship, taking them slaves off and taking them to Virginia. That was Yahdah-Judah from Portugal that didn't want to be a Roman Catholic Christian. We'll teach you more on it in time to come. That's why we tell you, see, right here. You get out there. We'll know what you're with. History that you don't have, you must sit patiently and listen to the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Get this thing back in order. We're going to do it. Brother Yahdah Israel, first from Florida, what's your closing statement here? And we'll catch you on a special this morning.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, C Israel, of C Royal. Great work, T, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. Brother Yahdah Israel, fresh off of Simon out in Florida. I'm done with that dude. He, what's called, you know how you do the baby, you take the bottle and you put the milk on top of your wrist and see what they're working with. He don't check the pulse over there in Florida, and they in bad shape. Anybody see right? You can support a ministry, support this ministry, because we have to bring an end to everything, but we have to first touch ground on end of every nation for to bring in 24, 13, and 14. This covenant must be dropped on every nation. Then the end going to be in 24, 13, and 14. So support this ministry. We're going to show you what got to be done, how it got to be done. But one thing about it, you step up now or you don't step up, that's going to be on you. Because Yahweh going to call you to the table and say, what part did you step up on besides being a hearer of the word? I'll tell you, I'll call you to the carpet. Let's finally tell him, get his final thoughts, and thus says Yahweh, as we get back with some more. And that's the part that you didn't know, that the one that came over there in Jonestown was the disobedient one that didn't want to be a Roman Catholic Christian. And they had locations over there in South and in West Africa called Angola, Luanda, Guinea. They had Navy base headquarters to isolate you, to train you as a Christian. If you did not decide to be a Christian, want to break away from it, then they were taking you to Brazil. But just so happened, the lion, the white lion, you go on your computer, look up the white lion. The white lion. The white lion was a governing institution that stopped that ship called St. Baptiste, and they're called pirates. They stopped that ship. And so what you got on this ship? So we got some disobedient tribal Yahdah-Judah. We taking them to a such location. He said, no, you ain't taking them nowhere. Give them to us. They took, and they brought them to the Virginia in 1619. And they sold them for supplies and food. And now you're going to build a doctrine out of 1619, and you got everybody classified in there. Anyone but no more than less than 50 of them that were disobedient and didn't want to be a Christian. You on bit, and now you piece of camps are built a doctrine out of 1619 by not knowing the history. But we're going to break down the history of the 1619. And all you got to do, put in the white lion. Who is the white lion? Go on your piece of phone and ask the question, who was the white lion and what did they do? They'll tell you what the white lion did. It intercepted the ship that left them out of Luanda, going one direction and taking them another direction. So happened to be it was in August of 1619. And now you will come up with, now this is our freedom day. This is our freedom day. You don't have the history of it. Them was peoples that didn't want to be a Roman Catholic Christian from Portugal and Spain and Spain, and they had headquarters in West Africa to isolate you, to tell you one thing. You don't want to do right, we're going to sell you somewhere else. And that's what the 1619 story is all about. We'll tell you more in time to come. But we bring in Mr. Tills and let you hear his closing remarks. And we'll come at the mothers. You on the clock, Mr. Tills, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, brother. See you as well. And thank you for bringing me once again into tonight's broadcast. We're sitting here listening and getting involved deeply in what was being said, and we hope that many members that are listening also got as deeply involved as I did listening. Because it makes me think that we have to respect authority. You know, we wonder as a people, why do people hate authority if not kept in check? Why do they keep things back from us that we really need to know? You know, if not kept in check, the terror as described in the Bible would completely overrule the meek. And I'm thinking, could we all imagine a world that we were afraid to go to work, feared there'd be nothing left at your home when you returned? It'd be almost like watching a horror movie, like Road Warrior or somebody, whoever had the most gas, the most water and food rules over many. So before I get started, I look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 15 and 17, 15 through 17. 15 says, so I took the chief of your tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, captains over hundreds, captains over fifties, and captains over ten, and officers among your tribes. 16. And I charged your judges at time, hear the causes between your brothers and judge righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with them. 17. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of the man, for the judgment is Yahweh's, and the cause is too hard for you to bring it to me, and I will hear it. I think that you can imagine, give an example, employees running companies instead of the bosses, employees doing the boss jobs, or the students running the class while the teacher sits down to learn. Could you imagine the chaos that would be? There has to be order to things so we don't have to live in fear of our own selves. Because all the things we have to do is of order in life. Even insects and animals have their order, and such should people. So we were given knowledge by Yahweh to do things according. In the book of Exodus, chapter 18, verses 20 through 21. 20 says, and thou shalt teach them ordinance and laws or Torah instructions, and thou shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. 21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such fear Yahweh, men of truth, hating controversy, and place them over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, over fifties, and rulers over ten. So with proper learning and teaching, we're headed in the correct direction. Because this lets us know that we're all here to hear the things that most of us here can understand. And some listening never can understand without proper teaching. And that's what we do. We give proper teaching. Because just as was mentioned earlier, we have to be aware that things are changing around us. And somebody has to bring it out. And that's what we're doing. We have to be aware of, by knowing the scriptures and the teachings, there are those that out there, as I've said many times, that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. So, knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about teaching Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that which you sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15 due to change in time season. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.triveyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as it says for previous use. Doing so, we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are, when they come about, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time, right on the search line, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, answer, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com. Also, for biblical subjects, related topics, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for the seer during broadcast time, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We've given a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13, 13 says, he that answers a matter before he hear it is folly and shame unto him. We've seen a backup verse in the book of Sirach that says generally the same thing. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8, it says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. But you can imagine, after informing everyone, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I'm beginning to see that you just may ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son as given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. And one other note, once again, by no means contact the seers, as said before, by email, text, or voicemail. As you can imagine, he's pretty busy, answered many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And most important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered directly by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45, or actually later because of our start time. It's going to be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're in the process of making it possible to actually get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, in these times, we have to be very careful. It's been told in the beginning of our program and throughout our program that we have to be careful of those by those taking the verses meaning another way. It causes chaos for those learning Yahuwah's words, the deceptive listeners, the page flippers to look like they're paying attention. But when they're called to speak the words of Yahuwah, they're completely lost. The problem is they've clearly forgotten that time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says that even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. As mentioned in the book of Matthew, 19:26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So we know the doers of Yahuwah. The Bible tells us that a man and woman are measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. We look in the book of James, at chapter 1, verse number 18. 18 says, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So we continue to show our works in Yahuwah's word. And so after we receive lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed, don't be led by friendly deception, because we get that all the time, especially me, Mr. Tibbs. I get it almost every day, friendly deception, trying to lead me away from the words of Yahuwah and to their own double-minded thinking. But you remember, Yahuwah gave man or woman free will, a choice, as you might say. And we're told this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, I don't have to think twice about that word. Adverse is what I've said before. Because it tells us in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 2. 2 says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shall thou speak and a cause to decline after many to arrest judgment. So at this time, we will keep on with our Bibles opening and continue to learn the words of Yahweh and his teachings. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Taylor. That was excellent again. Like I said again, that's why we come on 6 nights a week. We watch the best of them bump their gums in the word of Yahweh, and they stumble at everything. That's why we have to make sure one thing, that when you come to the six anointed camps, come prepared to hear something. Come prepared with the right spirit to add on to what you know. If you got any kind of thoughts of anything, you got the international line is right there for you. 224-600-5579, and we'll get in contact with one that can work with you if you legitimate. You know, but don't bring it to the class because you know, we is to hear the word, do the word, but your spirit must be right for Yahweh to have you receive the word. So keep that in your mind. We can't tolerate with things that is so much misinformation out there, and we can't entertain your thoughts unless you call within the 6 working days. And then someone will get back with you and iron that out. So we got to take care of everything. Everything out of order. 16, 19 stories out of order. You know, we can break all this stuff down, but we don't need no confusion with petty misunderstanding in your brain because you refuse to do what Yahweh tell you to do. No said on that. We're going to find the Moses out of Camp 1, and when you meet the Moses out of Camp 1, you greet them by saying, Moses D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh be with you, L.C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E, Mother Z, Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. So we got a big job to do. We got to work with the ones that really want to know something. Because right now, if they be telling them go back home or go get home, they lost. So we got big time teaching we must do. So we clear that we got to do some big time teaching. And we got to know how to, but we got to do the teaching according to what's written. So let's take a look at a couple of statements real quick. Even when you talk, you can't get comfortable with the word called you are an African people. See, you don't got comfortable with words that you should not get comfortable with that. Let's run a Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Psalm 78. And we're looking at verse 49 through 51. 49 through 51.